Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Hey, folks, and welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Just an hour outside of Atlanta is a gym, and that's Barnsley Resort. And this is absolutely the perfect time to visit the fall and the holidays. And here to tell you all about it is Director of Marketing. And here to tell you all about it is Shelby Kolb. And Shelby, I've been going to Barnsley for years, and there's something different and special every time I go that's a memory maker.
Absolutely.
So you're making some changes, I hear.
We are. Barnsley Resort is a very special destination, as you know. Currently, all of our guest rooms and suites are in charming English-inspired cottages all around a village green, and we are growing. We have just broken ground on a new 54-room inn at Barnsley Resort, as well as a new very special social and event space that we're calling Georgian Hall. And all of that is planned to debut at the end of 2017. So we're really looking forward to that.
So, Shelby, those little cottages, those speak to the Norman Rockwell place in my head that I like to live.
It's almost like going to Mayberry.
Absolutely.
Where you feel so safe and the kids can run out and ride their bikes and go down to the fishing hole and have those family experiences together and those couples getaways together. It's so special.
So will the inn have this same feel to it?
The inn is being designed to complement the existing cottages that are here now. We do not want to add a 20-story vertical building in the middle of the village.
Right.
We are intentionally adding a 3-story country estate type of structure that is really designed with our partners at Cooper Carey to look like it has been there for years and has grown organically out of this English-inspired village.
If you had to describe to someone how Barnsley Resort became to be, how would you describe it from the ruins? Tell us about the ruins.
To tell that story, we have to go back to the 19th century, really. And Godfrey Barnsley was an Englishman who was running a shipping company out of Savannah. He married the daughter of a society family there, Julia Scarborough, and they had a great love for one another, had many children. Unfortunately, her health was not the strongest at that time, and he looked to build a beautiful estate for her in a climate that would be more conducive to her health conditions. At the time, Northwest Georgia was about a 3-week journey from Savannah.
Oh my gosh.
So can you imagine today?
It kind of feels that way still.
Exactly. It's a world apart. But he began building what was then known as Woodlands Estate in the middle of the woods in Northwest Georgia with a very specific point of view that was very different from the homes that we think of from that time period with the white columns and things like that. He was an Englishman. He had ships operating all over the world, so he had more of a European influence and a very global influence for that time for what he was building. So there are very formal English gardens that you can still explore and enjoy today. There are specimens from Southeast Asia that are still existing today. So that's really the first chapter of the Barnsley story. And through the years, it's unfortunately the home is now in ruins. A tornado came through in the early 1900s. The family's saga continued during the early part of the 20th century.
So after his wife passed away,
yes.
How many children did they have?
They had, I believe, 8 children.
Okay.
So they had quite a few. The older daughter, who is also named Julia, is really the one who persevered through all sorts of trials and tribulations, including the Civil War, keeping the estate intact, and passing the legacy and the commitment to that area on to her children and her descendants until, unfortunately, the family lost their fortune after Barnsley passed away, Godfrey Barnsley, and the family lost the property in the early to mid 20th century, and it was forgotten. It was overgrown and just was consumed back into the forest of Northwest Georgia until a Bavarian prince, Fugger, came into the picture and acquired all the land. And
how many acres?
At that point, the acreage was the original parcel that was purchased, I believe, was under 1,000 acres at that point. Godfrey Barnsley had many more, but the family started selling off pieces mm-hmm. of it over time to help support their needs at the time. So when Prince Fugger came in, he bought the land originally for timber and then met our wonderful historian, Clint Coker. I know
you know him
very well. And his family saved it. He saved it.
Clint arranged
a meeting with Prince Fugger and told the story in much more detail and really with so much commitment and passion that he devoted his life to studying this family story. He convinced the prince to resurrect and to bring the ruins back to a way that would be approachable for guests to see. So it originally opened as a garden and a historic destination mm-hmm. Before the resort was developed and the golf course and all the mm-hmm. amenities that we enjoy today.
I remember the first time that I went to see the gardens and the ruins, and I just literally had chill bumps. It's a two-story mm-hmm. Ruin, and there are no up to the mansion, and there are no walls, really, no roof, but it's magical that way.
It is so spectacular. It is a testament to that love story, and the ruins themselves are, as you mentioned, the walls are there. There are different mosses that have taken over on that aged brick. The arched windows are there, but there's no glass. And today, couples get married there almost every weekend because it is such a magical place to have that backdrop and that mm-hmm. love story and the legacy of that continue.
And you walk out the front door and here are these gorgeous English gardens.
Yes.
And to have a lot of the plant life survive
and to be carefully and painstakingly restored. Those boxwood hedges that visitors see today in that English parterre in front of the ruins are the original plantings that Godfrey Barnsley had installed in
the mid 1800s.
Wow. So they have really stood the test of time.
And then there's so much more on the grounds from the different cottages that you can stay in and the bamboo gardens.
Yes, wonderful dining options and the rice house and the Woodlands Grill. So many outdoor activities, whether you want to take a horseback wilderness trail ride through
I've done that.
This
it's
forest.
Wonderful.
Oh, it's so fun with our wranglers. We have an entire sporting enthusiast. We'll love our sporting clays course at this time of year. We're mm-hmm. getting into.
I didn't hit. Well, actually, I hit one, and then I quit there.
You need to come back out and see Skip, and he will make you a definite sharpshooter over
well,
the clay
I thought,
course.
You know, once I hit one, I just need to stop there because I was on a high.
Exactly. There's nothing like it, though. Once you break that clay,
yes.
You definitely want to keep learning more. And then it's fall and it's winter, so our hunting plantation over at Springbank Plantation is now up and running. So we do quail hunts and pheasant releases, and then in the spring we transition into some turkey hunting. So that's a lot of fun, too, for those outdoor sporting enthusiasts.
And then you have the beer garden, which
yes.
I love. That just brings people together
that you would
not likely meet.
It's so casual, and with the picnic tables, you sit down with other people, and we have so many regional craft beers. That's such a popular trend
yes.
now.
Roast marshmallows
at the campfire, and taste the Monday Night Brewing exclusive brew that we have there. So there are just so many different options.
And it's a wonderful thing for families, and the way the cottages are laid out, it's you can have a nice sized room with your own bathroom mm-hmm. To yourself, or you can get the whole cottage, which will have four, and then you will have your own living room.
Absolutely. So all of our guest rooms and suites are in those cottages, and they vary. So if you have a family or a group of friends getting together, there are so many different layouts, and we have cottages up to 7 bedrooms.
Wow.
So multi-generational travel at this time of year for the holidays, that's a great option because you have a shared living room, you have that butler-style kitchen so you can stock the pantry, and just have those gathering places that are so wonderful. We have fireplaces in almost all of our accommodations, so you can have a wood-burning fire there in your suite in the living room, and that's so cozy. Of course, we have fire pits throughout the entire resort and provide those s'more supply complimentary, so people are out toasting s'mores after dinner every night. It's just, again, it's such a special place.
And it's so close to Atlanta.
It is
a straight shot up 75.
It couldn't be easier.
Get off on the Adairsville mm-hmm. exit and take a left.
Just left, right, and you're there. Off of exit 306.
1 hour away. Okay, Shelby, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a few of the things that are coming up, mm-hmm. Particular to Barnsley Resort, that are new, and then some old favorites that you'll be looking forward to. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And we're talking about the fabulous Barnsley Resort, just right outside of Atlanta, about an hour away, speaking with Shelby Kolb. She is the marketing director for Barnsley. And Shelby, like we mentioned earlier, you have a lot of new things, exciting new things, that you've already broken ground on. Mm-hmm.
We do. We are so excited to be growing with the addition of a new inn, as well as Georgian Hall Conference Center, which will host weddings, corporate gatherings, special events, social events. So we are just thrilled to be growing to offer guests a new Barnsley Resort experience.
And you just showed me the renderings,
yes.
And they are going to fit into what is already there seamless.
Absolutely. We are working with first-class design and architecture partners who are here in Atlanta, Cooper Carey and Associates, as well as Kent Interior Design. And they have been very mindful during the design process to thoughtfully plan buildings that will complement the existing cottage style of the resort and not seem like it was dropped in as an afterthought.
Right. Something modern that doesn't fit what's already there.
Exactly. The function of the interiors as far as conveniences that we're looking for, like plug-ins and things like that, that will all be up to date and audiovisual in the event space. But the style and design of the interiors and the exteriors will really complement that original inspiration for the rest of the resort that does harken back to Godfrey Barnsley's vision.
Will there be another restaurant in the new buildings?
There is not a new building planned. The Georgian Hall is really intended as a building that would be supported by our catering,
mm-hmm.
in-house catering department. And then the Woodlands Grill is our main restaurant that serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. So we do look to expand that option as well. And the Rice House is also a wonderful option for more of a fine dining experience on the weekends. And we might look to add additional times that we can
yeah.
provide that for our guests.
Okay. Well, when we come back, the best part is what is coming up for the holidays.
Yes.
And the holidays at Barnsley Resort is such a special time. Y'all do some really unique things to really build memories for the guests that are there. So we're going to talk about that next. You're not going to want to forget it. So stay tuned. You're listening to Atlanta Living, speaking with Shelby Kolb, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And and welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we're talking about the great Barnsley Resort. And we've given you a little history on the background of Barnsley and all the great things that are happening at Barnsley with their new expansion. But now we're going to talk about the really fun part, all the holiday things that are going on and things that you can participate in if you're going to be a guest, and then also things that you can just drive around and look at them and enjoy. And we are speaking with Shelby Kolb, and she is the marketing director for Barnsley. And Shelby, so I am a holiday nut, and
yes.
And I love decorating. I love anything holiday themed. And I'm sure that Barnsley decorates every single leaf, pine tree, every brick that juts out on the ruins, everything.
Every mantle, just about everything standing still, we find a way to decorate it, to light it, to make it magical for the holiday season.
That is
great.
We
are nuts about the holidays, too.
And I haven't mentioned anything thus far about the fairy godmother, mm-hmm. but Barnsley Resort has a fairy godmother.
Yes,
and
we do.
And she is fantastic. She reads your mind, and she does little things throughout your visit to make it so special. And she goes into overdrive during the holidays.
She does. She is in overdrive throughout the year,
yeah.
really, but the holidays are an extra magical time for the fairy godmother. So she can decorate a tree to place in your cottage if you're going to be there over the actual holiday time period. But then she also invites guests to come join her to do some workshops throughout the season. So if you want to bring the kids to a gingerbread house making workshop, we have one of those planned the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, fun.
On November 25th. It is so much fun, but we definitely recommend to call and book early for that. And then for the grown-ups, wreath making workshops.
Oh, cool.
Which are absolutely fantastic. Our horticulture experts, as well as the fairy godmother and her team, are available to assist you with decorating the perfect wreath that will complement your own decor at home. So you can take that piece of Barnsley Resort home with you. We forage in all of the forests surrounding the resort to gather evergreen branches and items, that natural items that you mm-hmm. can work into the decor. And then we have all of the ribbons and other adornments to go with that.
So you're taking a little bit of a Barnsley home with you. I doubt there'll be a little bit of boxwood in there. Barnsley boxwood.
No, those boxwoods, we are very protective of those. But we have thousands of acres surrounding the resort. We have 3,000 total acres today, so we have lots of places that we can do some thoughtful pruning without damaging anything, but so that you can take some of those elements home with you.
Okay, tell me about a gingerbread house, because when I buy the little kit at the grocery store and I try to build a gingerbread house, it looks like a two-year-old has tried to do this thing.
We have all types of levels of gingerbread house crafters come with us. Some people do bring their two-year-olds and they have a lot of fun playing. Fairy Godmother has been doing this for years, so just like with the wreaths, where we have all the materials gathered, we have all of the candy and all of the figurines and all of those pieces to make a magical fairy godmother inspired gingerbread house that you can take home too.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, now what about families who would like to spend say Thanksgiving mm-hmm. at Barnsley?
Well, that is definitely an option. Those estate cottages are a great option for multi-generational families. We do book very early for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I bet.
Because we have families who come back to see us year after year, and that really is their holiday tradition,
yeah.
which, what is better than that?
Because you, cook and you do the dishes.
We do all of the cooking. Our chefs prepare elaborate Thanksgiving holiday displays with traditional favorites, as well as some chef-inspired specialties that you might not necessarily find at home that are still inspired by all the harvest and the produce that's found this season. And we can do all of that work for you, both for Thanksgiving. We have great dining experiences planned for Christmas, and that just carries us right through the holidays.
That's amazing. So now, if I'm not staying at the resort, but I want to just drive through and look at your decorations, can I do that?
You can. Guests who are not staying at the resort, or visitors really, they are welcome to come in, and the garden fee is very reasonable, and they will come in, and we really say it's more of a walking tour, so they'll come in and park, and that way they can stop in all of the restaurants and the lobby area and see all of the professional decor that we have throughout the resort. Each one is themed a little bit different. So in the Woodlands Grill, you'll find antlers worked into the trees and woodland figurines of woodland animals. Mm-hmm. And the Rice House has a bit more of a historic slant until you work your way over to the ruins. And we were talking about these ruins earlier. The Boxwood Parterre is lit, but we put real Christmas trees in each of the rooms in the ruins as well,
of course,
and decorate
you did.
All of the mantles.
I can barely get one tree done.
So it is. Well, it's wonderful when you have an amazing team of colleagues who are available to assist. And we have a wonderful decor partner, Julie Swan, out of Dalton, who she and her team spent months preparing
wow.
for this before they come on property.
Wow. Now, if I'm not a guest, which you should be, but if I'm not a guest, can I dine at
Absolutely.
The Rice House or the
Rice
Woodlands
House
Grill?
Or the Woodlands Grill, or for something more casual at the Beer Garden. All of our amenities, the restaurants, our activities, they're all available for guests, whether you're coming for the day or whether you're staying overnight. So we are very welcoming to people visiting for the day.
And corporate events, holiday parties.
It's that season, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we have so many different venues, and it's wonderful to plan your event at a place like Barnsley Resort because, again, we have all of that decor taken care of. You
yeah.
don't have to think about that. So that's one element you can check off your list. We'll do all of the catering for you. Everything's in one place, and it's a lot of fun. You can stay overnight there at the resort, too. So if everyone has a great time, then they have a wonderful place to rest their head that night.
And I just love the history. And the prince that bought the resort.
Yes.
His cabin is on the other
Fugger
side of the
cabin.
Yeah.
Yes, named for Prince Fugger. So it is outside of the main resort village of all of our English-inspired cottages. It's a little bit different than everything else. It is a log cabin.
It is
available for reservation. It's a 3-bedroom cabin that overlooks the lake. It's the only accommodation we call a cabin because it is that tongue and groove log cabin style. It has 3 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms. A
uh-huh.
great spot for a family. You have your own private fire pit there overlooking a lake. It is like a cabin in the woods, but you have all the amenities of a resort. So again, you don't have to do the cooking. You can have a great dining experience. You can go horseback riding and take advantage of all of that, but have your own private retreat.
And I have been to 2 weddings at
yes.
Barnsley, and
mm-hmm.
they were fabulous. I mean, they had votive candles on every little brick that jutted out,
yes,
and it was magical.
They are absolutely spectacular. The ruins are our most popular venue that's requested, and they can be a canvas for any style of wedding that you might want to create, whether it's very formal or if it is playing more to that rustic style there. So we have many couples who choose to get married during the holiday season because they are lit with the white holiday lights during the season, as
yeah.
well as the decor is there. And then we leave the lights up going into the winter. So you can have that magical winter wonderland wedding experience. And we always have a special package in the winter time frame for couples looking for that. This year we call it Love in Winter.
Uh-huh.
So we've put together all of the components that you're looking for in your venue to create that magical winter wonderland style wedding.
You know, you do so many tiny little unique things. There's so much going on. The bamboo garden.
Yes.
And then how you've carved out the middle of the bamboo
like a private grove, bamboo grove. Fairy godmother can set a private dinner for you there. It's also a popular place if someone's needing help popping the question. That's also a really popular spot that, that she can set that up for couples looking to pop the question.
And there are little twinkle lights up there, and it's so secluded, so private
and unexpected. There
and
are
so
little
neat.
Spots like that throughout the resort.
If so is that natural walk, that the bamboo just grew?
Well, no, we have it was growing, and then we cut out the center of it to create. That's kind of like a keyhole entry. If you're listening and you walk into the door, the natural doorway created by the opening in the bamboo to a round open area in the center. But once you're inside, it's people can walk right past, and they almost don't know you're there because it creates such a natural screen for you.
It's amazing. And then you can also have the Woodlands Grill pack a picnic for you, and you can take it anywhere on the grounds, up in the ruins or anywhere.
So many special places.
Yes,
the
and
open
have a
meadow.
Picnic.
Absolutely.
I love it. It's near and dear to my heart, and there's so much going on.
There is. So anytime that you want to visit during the holiday season, just take a break from all of that hustle and bustle that we all get caught up in with the shopping and checking lists and holiday parties. We have our Light Up the Holidays package where you can come stay overnight and enjoy the lights and all of the amenities and your cottage and build a fire in that, and we'll give you a keepsake Burnsley Resort ornament.
I just got butterflies.
I know. You'll have to come experience that, and that's a great way to really sit back and take a deep breath and enjoy everything that we do for you during the holiday season.
Well, Shelby, how would you like people, what's the best way to make reservations?
They can visit our website at barnsleyresort.com or give us a call at 770-773-7480, and we'll take care of the rest.
And I'm sure there are some fabulous pictures on your website
stunning.
People can see.
Absolutely.
Okay, folks, get a jump on the holidays and enjoy them. And you can see all that Barnsley Resort has to offer. And fall in that area is just magical.
Beautiful.
Shelby Kolb, thank you so much for joining us. And folks, take advantage of Barnsley Resort. Check their website. Give them a call. There are great specials and great things to do and memories to be made with your family and friends. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
I'm more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Hey, welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews. Now, this is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with my favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website BitesAndSights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season Magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com. So, David, what have you been chowing down on this week?
Well, it's really more like slurping.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So when I say ramen noodles.
Oh, I love ramen noodles.
What comes to mind? I mean, be honest.
The ramen noodles that I love that are 99 cents cup of soup.
Right. The styrofoam cup. And you used to put the hot one.
I still love them.
Live on it during college. Well, if you fall into that group, you need to know out there that there is a ramen phenomenon that's happening right now, and it's way beyond that cup of noodles that you used to live on. So ramen is a wonderful Japanese soup, and it's made with wheat noodles, and it's usually in a meat or a fish based broth. And if it's done properly, it can be very complex and really subtle. And these are massive bowls of these fragrant umami rich broths, and they've got, you know, like I said, the noodles and all these other incredible ingredients. Well, the place of the moment right now to get ramen, to me, has to be the new Next Two in the old Fourth Ward. And Chef Mihoko Obunai, she's a nationally recognized ramen master. She's been doing these pop-up ramen meals around town. Now she's landed in a brick and mortar. It's in a kind of a space-age looking tin shed. It's got a neon alien outside. It's right next to Two Urban Licks and real close to the Beltline. But her attention to the art of ramen is just amazing. She sources her pork from a farm in Iowa. She cooks this pork belly for about 24 hours before she, you know, puts it into the broth with a cured egg. The chicken broth is from a stock from this farm called Darby Farms. They only use French breed birds.
Oh my gosh.
The fish stock is also very complex. The amount of preparation that goes in these bowls is incredibly hard to understand, but if you taste it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And if soup's not your thing, they have some incredible other Japanese dishes, cold dishes like Wagyu beef tartare, hot dishes like some steamed buns filled with crispy eel, charcoal grilled dishes like duck meatballs, and their cocktails were spectacular as well. So this is called Next To. It's a very happening spot in a neighborhood that's blowing up, Old Fourth Ward. And if you want to swing out and experience some new energy, I mean, try this place. Give ramen a try. Go beyond the 99-cent cup of noodles. I've got pictures and stuff up at belindaskelton.com.
I can't wait. I love ramen. Where can we find you during the week?
My website is bitesandsights.net, and follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Same thing, Bites and Sights.
You've been listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.